There's a gentleman in this room right now. His name is Dr. Rudy, and I'm going to introduce you to him in a second. And a good friend of mine challenged me in a fun way one day and said, you know what? I want to see you at work. I want to see what it looks like to cold market recruit. How do you do that? And whatever our conversation looked like, here's what I'll tell you is how you do that. You say hi. That's how I cold market recruit. I say hi. That's it. You know why I say hi? Because it's the shortest sentence out of my mouth that will get someone else to interact with me. And some of you get sweaty palms because you're thinking, for the love of everything that's sacred, I got to go give somebody an epistle or a speech, or I got to say something captivating or attractive, and you know, and you're just getting yourself all worked up into a tizzy. I say hi. You know why I say hi? Because they respond and they say hi back. And body language is everything. If someone wants to interact with me, they're going to stop and they're going to say hi back. And if somebody wants to interact further, they're going to say hi back with a smile. And if they want to interact further than that, they're going to stop for further discussion. Does that make sense? Yes. Why do you want to waste your time? Do you? No, you don't want to waste your time. You want to be intentional. Get to the point so you can move on with your time. If they're not a candidate, you'll know in 2 New York seconds. So I'm going to introduce you to someone in a second. When I was in Wisconsin, I got up from a table with a gentleman that I was there to do a meeting with and a training with. And as we're walking out, he's in front of me. And he's meandering us through this very crazy maze of a restaurant to get to the front door, because it had multiple levels and stairs and turns. And he's out in front of me far enough, he didn't realize that I had stopped at a table. So he wanted to witness this, and he missed a portion of it because he was out in front of me. And I stopped because in this booth, imagine someone sitting in a booth. I'm walking past here. There's a wall here. He's in a booth all by himself. He's sitting there, and he's turned to his left. I'm on his right. And he's reading a book, and he's grabbing his food like this, and he's eating it with this hand. I could see he's very intentional and focused on a topic, and I still felt impressed. Can I just use that word? Remember, that's what I pray for, right? His discernment. And so I'm passing by, and I felt impressed to say hi, and I said, hi, and he said, hi, and I said, looks like you're enjoying some great fish tacos. And he said, I am enjoying some great fish tacos. And I said, do you come here often? And he said, no, first time. And I said, really? Me too. I said, this food is incredible. I see you must be reading a great book. You look pretty engrossed. And he goes, I'm reading a great book. He says, I happen to be a medical doctor, and a lot of the patients that I'm seeing today are having issues with thyroid disease. Okay, now here's what's interesting. Some of you are going, ooh, that's amazing, because you think that's a great product opportunity, right? So why did you say ooh and ah right then when I said he's reading about thyroid disease? Because you're already thinking about what products his patients should be on for thyroid disease. What is up with that? I'm getting you to rethink your mindset about what your intentions are. The last thing I wanted him to do was buy products to fix thyroid disease. That's the last thing I had in mind. What I did have in mind is this was an amazing man, and I wanted to be his friend because instantaneously I knew there was a connection. I could see it in his eyes. He was authentic. He was passionate. He was sincere. He was real. He was focused, and he was about service because he's figuring out a life-threatening solution for people that are paying him to get well. Yeah, that's right. You can clap for him. So I said, well, that's amazing. I said, you're not going to believe this. I happen to be in business with a gentleman whose passion happens to be that topic. What do you think about that answer? Do you like it? You like it? Perfect, right? See, I didn't go into some pitch. I never said the name of the company. I never said the name of a product. I never said the name of a person yet. All I wanted to do was find out if the door could get cracked large enough so we could start a relationship. I kept it simple. It's just one step at a time to figure out if I can take another step. And only that person can give you permission. Only that person can give you permission. And sometimes you guys go ramming yourselves head first right down someone's throat thinking that you've got all the solutions. What if they don't want you in their throat? Get away. Stay away until you're invited. So I said what? What's the B word?
Business.
Okay, I happen to be in business with a gentleman whose passion also happens to be that subject. That's a pretty good response. And he said, "You're kidding me. Have a seat."